As we talk cross country, the team went to Rimrock Farm over the weekend outside of Lawrence there, and I found out Monday that was going to be their only trip there this year. We'll get into that here a little bit, but a good day overall against a lot of runners and a lot of different divisions there. And I believe they go to Nest City still tomorrow. And yeah, so back to a Thursday run for them tomorrow. And we got a couple of freshmen joining us here, and it is their debut on the show. And we're going to start off with Isaac Bain. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good.
All right. Well, how's the cross country season been for you?
I mean, it's my first year, and I think it's been all right. Pretty hard meets, pretty hard competition, but like, I mean, it's been okay as a freshman.
Yeah, you get that move up to 3.1 miles or 5K. When you first realized it was that, what was kind of the initial thought?
Well, I've never really done that long a distance before, and so I was just thinking I would just do it for fun and maybe not do that good at a job. But as I started the season, I started doing pretty good throughout the year, and I'm feeling better about it now.
All right. How was your run last week there at Rimrock?
By far the hardest run I've ever ran, and really big, lot of teams there and a lot of people and pretty fast runners.
All right. Was it something else to see all those runners from all over there?
Yeah, it's crazy. I think our race had like 350 some runners in it, and it's pretty crazy to see that many people in one place.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. But what is your goal that you want to have accomplished by the end of this year?
I'm thinking just stay on varsity and get placement on the rest of the races and just PR my best times.
Do you have kind of a time that you'd like to see as you go to the rest of the year?
I think I would like to be 18:45.
All right. That'll work. All right. Well, thank you, Isaac. Good job on here, and thanks again for joining me. All right. Once again, freshman Isaac Bain joining us here, and we'll talk with another one making her debut, and she represents the girls' cross-country team this evening, Hallie Rizzo. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good.
All right. It's not too bad on the radio. All right. First time for you, of course. A little nervous?
Yeah.
It's all right. We'll make it easy for you. I save the hard ones for later on. So, cross-country, making it on the varsity freshman year, how do you feel like it's gone for you?
Pretty good. Like, I've been racing really good, and just getting better times and just improving is pretty good.
Have you maybe exceeded some of your expectations already?
Yeah. Like, I've been getting a lot faster, and it's just like, I didn't know I could do that, so.
Yeah. All right. And running the 3 miles, maybe compared to the two from middle school, what was that adjustment like for you?
It was a lot harder because you don't expect it, and it's a lot longer distance. But you just got to push your body through it.
All right. And I've had a pretty good year this year, and you got to run with a lot of runners last Saturday at Rimrock. What was that experience like for you?
Lots of competition. People just pushing you and making you do better. It was really good. I liked it.
Yeah, well, that's good. Is there a lot of more adrenaline than nerves as you go through that?
Yeah, there's like a lot of people, and like the finishing is like the best part, like just finishing.
Well, that's always good. what do you have? Maybe kind of a goal that you would like to see as you accomplish the last few races of your season. Hopefully, get to regionals and state there.
I would like to go for a time of like 21:20, somewhere around there.
So. All right. What's been your favorite course so far?
Rimrock, for sure.
All right. Well, sorry you won't be able to run there anymore this year, but I'm glad you enjoyed the experience. Thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Once again, Hallie Rizzo joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're now going to get to talk here with Coach Joey Meyer. Is a good race for both teams last week in there at Rimrock. And I think you took the whole team, I think JV as well.
No, we just took varsity.
Okay, you took varsity. Yep. Okay. I couldn't remember. But overall, I think just first time for a lot of these kids running with that many people, spectators, runners, you name it. How'd you feel like that they were able to do through that?
Yeah, it's always a crazy mid-season meet because you just have 300 kids lined up and go. But it's awesome as a coach, runner, parents always say, like, I can't believe how many kids are lined up. And then they just shoot them in there and they go. But I think the boys and girls competed really well, both getting in the top 10, boys 7th and girls 8th. And I think the girls got 30th last year. So that shows you the big jump they've made this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's got to be pretty exciting to see there. And you can tell that I look at times and I would almost get the feeling here that your runners really felt pretty comfortable running there.
Yeah. They're getting there, and I think a lot of them were pumped to go to Wamego. Mm-hmm. The ones that have ran at Wamego say they run better times at Wamego. They like the course better at Rimrock, but they end up running better at Wamego. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of mixed feelings on where we would go on the course-wise.
Yeah, I guess we can talk a little bit about that. Found out on Monday for sure that Scott City, just the smallest of margins, 4A. Yeah. But just by one student. But, you know, there's two of them that, Scott City and Concordia, that had the same amount of students, 9 through 12, that bumped up to 4A. And, yeah, weird, Topeka Hayden dropping down to 3A. Go figure there. And Iowa was the other one that dropped. But, yeah, but no, it's going to be kind of, now you got to re-scout everything again.
Yeah, that was a perfect time to happen because Rimrock, we ran against 4A and 3A, and we beat some 4A schools that are ranked in the top five. We beat McPherson by 4 points on the boys' side, and right, that already shows you that we're kind of in the mid-pack at 4A on the boys' side. And the girls, we were right behind Rose Hill, and I think they're ranked 5th or 6th. So on both sides, it kind of indicates kind of where we're at already, just – kind of looking at the numbers. And yes, that's a huge race, so you get it down a little bit to the regular numbers and it's going to be a little tighter, but I think we're excited to go to 4A. And I think I got some texts right when we found out. They're like, let's go, this just got exciting. So 3A is just stacked right now, so some of them are like, we got a chance in 4A.
Yeah, the nice thing is they don't know a whole lot about Scott City either, so.
That's what I said, we're underdogs, no one's going to vote for us, we're just going to have to come sneak in.
Well, you go from running at Rimrock to turning around tomorrow to run at Ness City, and I think that's a good course to run to, and treat it as a pretty good competition day.
Yeah, there's always some quick runners at these small schools that we run into, and like Waukini and those schools, they always bring a few quick runners. Quinter, I think, won state last year in 1A or 2A. I don't know for sure which division they are, but they won and got. I think the girls got second, so. There will be pretty good competition there, and it's a pretty quick course, so it will help us maybe get some times down.
All right. And it's probably the right time of the year for, the quicker times, and I want to say this in a good way, a positive way, too, that it's a good opportunity to build some confidence.
Yeah. We're every week we've got more and more confident. It would be nice to sweep it and both boys and girls win this, and JV boys, there's a top 10. Every year it seems like we have like 8 of the top 10 in the JV, which is always fun.
All right. Well, hopefully things run well for you guys tomorrow there, and get a little bit of a wind and some heat again tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a mix of hot wind.
Yes. Once again, it is Coach Joey Marr joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and good job there at Rimrock last week, and good luck to you at Ness City tomorrow.
Thank you.